Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up momentarily, five questions. Five questions for a Hollywood guest. Before that, though, a listener of this program was tuned in earlier this morning and wants to clear his name and the official record. Do we have an official record? Is there an official transcript?
Yep, it's in Ken's office. Let me go grab it.
One, Rob Ninkovich was listening earlier when the text exchange with Tom Brady came up. And some were remarking that perhaps that was a douche move on the part of Tom Brady. However, Rob Ninkovich says that the way in which that story is being reported and was reported is inaccurate based on the text exchange with Tom Brady, which he sent over. I just sent it over to Ethan, the vice president.
Yeah, but how does the story get twisted?
Well, here's the way it was. Was it on Get Up or when did
it was on the Jay Will podcast?
Okay. Here's what Ninkovich said about a text exchange with Tom Brady.
Is Tom trying to win another Super Bowl, or is he going home to hang out with the family?
I don't know. I've been trying to investigate that.
Tom Brady, that is.
Tom Brady, yeah. I've been trying to get like some info out of that, and I'm not getting anywhere with it.
But, you're not doing a good job,
no,
then, buddy.
Well, what does that tell you? Because last year, out of the blue, you were like, he's going to retire. I'm like, oh.
No, and then, I'm trying to be nice. Just, hit up a friend, be like, hey, man, great season. Hope you're recovering.
Thinking about you.
You know, you finished well. Yeah, you still got it, and he responds, not according to your hard-hitting analysis.
Okay.
That is a whopper. Mm-hmm. Where does Tom Brady go to get his reputation back?
So Ninkovich goes on to share the text exchange, which I did send to Ethan, and I'm sure he'll be able to show that on Twitch for those who are watching the program on Twitch. And Tom, he did indeed text that back to him, but then immediately afterward in the next text message he says, ha 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 ha, JK, love you, my man.
But even in the first reply there are three emojis,
right,
obviously saying he's goofing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the lead story at newyorkpost.com.
Did he not say that after, like, when he was on Keyshawn, Max and Jay Will? Did he not say it, but he just text me afterward that he was kidding? Or did he just leave it at that?
I don't think he did.
Right, so, Rob, you left it at that,
right,
to make them think it was a story, bro. You should have been like, nah, after that he said just kidding.
Wow. No, I think Ninkovich and Tom Brady were both done dirty.
Are you sure it's not Rob Volin, or is it Rob Ninkovich?
He goes on and he says, I was trying to be nice. Now I'm trying to think back, like, what did I say bad? Nothing, because you put laughing emojis. The only clickbait there is you.
What an ass.
Right. Clickbait came from Rob giving us clickbait, man.
I like it. I don't mind it. Keep doing you, Rob.
Yeah, you're all in on the clickbait. We learned that earlier with the Empire State Building.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. All about it.
Hey, any press,
you know,
is
what
good
plays.
Press.
You know what plays.
There you go.
The Patriots just tweeted, go Mahomes, go.
Still doesn't make sense. Not the same thing.
Gillette is lit up red. Go Chiefs.
Also, not the same thing. If the Prudential Center wanted to go up in Chiefs colors, then maybe we could talk.
Oh, good.
So if the Prudential, what's the building? Is Prudential that puts Go Sox?
Yeah.
So if they said Go Chiefs?
Sure.
Curtis, does did Ken talk about that Ninko thing on Saturday, on the Saturday show? Does he owe Tom Brady an apology?
By the way, Ken is not good for my health. He just hates everything I like to get me mad.
Oh. But there he is, Ken Laird, the brand manager. Hello, Mr. Laird.
He's the very best at what he does.
Green, good color on Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, he's just dealing with what's being spewed.
Hold on. The Prue just tweeted out Zarbano rules.
Yeah, that would be great.
He was attacking him, calling him like a classless, what an a-hole he's become, what a narcissist, all of that. And now I believe Saturday should begin with an open letter apologizing from Ken Laird to Tom Brady.
All right.
Well, I don't think Ken has to apologize, right? Didn't Ninko pump fake all of us?
That is true. Ninko really should apologize.
He's the one who put he's the one who got Ken rolling on all this thing because he didn't tell us about this second part of the message that was JK, just kidding. Mm-hmm. Love you, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gave us the quick Kevin McHale up and under.
All right. Is our guest ready for five questions? No, not yet.
No. And if this doesn't go well, it's Ken's idea.
Oh, gosh.
You can see this guest. You can actually see this guest if you're watching the show on Twitch.
Okay.
So go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if everything works okay with the Zoom technology, then you'll be able to see this guest.
I'm interested because I got one question for them.
Well, that's each of us gets one question.
Yeah.
He plays one of my favorite characters in a movie.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be interesting to
see. Yeah, and it's not a main character of the movie. It's like a supporting role, but it's a very important good role.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what movie that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As I feel like I've seen...
Deuce Bigelow?
I've seen all of their movies.
Uh-huh.
All the movies that they have been in.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what movie...
We've talked about this specific movie quite a bit.
Oh,
in the month of December.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was in a Twitch classic, American Virgin.
I could be thinking of that movie.
I wonder, do you think some of the Twitchers will be participating in the blind dating game with Mary?
I have already received a lot of DMs, so we need to figure out where these are all going.
I've also received an inquiry already.
You did?
Yeah. I did, yes.
All right.
From a family member or a friend?
No, a friend.
Yeah. Friend?
Yep.
Really?
All right. Well, okay.
Huh. Ooh. Keep Far it in the family. I kind of like that chime.
John Dennis reached out. I don't know.
Ethan, while we wait for our guest, maybe share the photo of Mary again, if you'd like, for those who might want to participate in the blind dating game next week for Valentine's Day. We're trying to help Mary out.
Yeah. And I think also we have some really great bachelors that listen to the show. And so it's helping them out, too. I think that this is a great way to give back.
Yeah.
But so we're going to have them DM the show Instagram, correct?
That's right. And then our ombudsperson, Jackson, will go through everybody and pick the best candidate.
I don't know if I want to put that in Jackson's hands, but I...
I don't think it should be Jackson. I think Courtney should...
I'll pick the top.
You know Mary. She's one of your best friends.
Yes.
She could sway the choice.
Ooh, she could lead the witness.
That's why I think each of us, there's five on the show, minus Jackson, and each of us gets to pick someone.
So you want five, but is five people going to be a lot?
And then she gets to pick the final that she goes on a date with blindfolded.
See, I almost felt like, and this is me just throwing stuff at the wall, that people that might be interested.
How would that be different than everything
else? Well, that is true. Submit like a 45-second video on why they should be chosen.
Hey, well, Wiggy has to change everything up every time we do
anything. Okay, so then you'll sit and watch all the videos?
No, then we put the videos up and then maybe the fans vote.
We will explain.
I'm out of it. I gave my idea.
You don't have to be out of it, but it's just, they could
trying to create content for the show, but what do I know?
That was disrespectful.
I know? I'm just trying to create content. All I know is my man Spaz says it's about creating content, and that's it. I'm trying to come up with ideas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until the strippers came.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea, but.
All about creating content.
It was very good content, but, you know, some people, you know.
Five questions, guest there?
Nope, I still see Mary on Twitch.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
So, wait, you're just going to see the five? That's how it works? The five questions guests will just appear?
I should also be able to hear him in my ears because I have secret switches back here. But
You can't do it.
Let's hope this is not a
Ken must be stressed right now.
Tuukka Rask situation all over
or
again.
Or a Rob Ninkovich situation.
Yeah. He just Courtney, threatened to fire me.
Don't show up.
Yes.
Courtney, first time chatter in the Twitch chat. I, the king, I think, wants to know, is there any age restrictions with regard to Mary?
I can ask her what her bracket is. She is 31.
31, okay.
Okay.
She's my age. She's a Libra.
But you know, does she like him younger? Does she like him older?
I've seen her date younger guys and older guys.
So then I don't think you should even ask her. I think if the guy 60 is a good candidate, then he should be.
I think she would like to have a family. Oh. So that is, you know,
well, how do you know
something?
The guy at 60 don't
want
to have a family?
That's a lot of pressure early on.
See, Courtney's already swaying there. She's already swaying
I'm
the witness.
I'm saying that I don't know if a 60-year-old man wants to have future children.
Even if they tell you they don't want a family, they want a family.
And I would say
if they tell you they don't want to get married, they want to get married.
Uh-oh. Sounds personal.
Well, anybody over, it seems like anybody over 50 is out of the deal based on Courtney's recommendation.
And Wiggy and true. Greg and Courtney and everybody, as someone who said for a while he wanted a family, I'm very happy to have one. Make sure you do everything you've ever wanted to do first. It's a lot.
I know.
Well, you can do those things with your family.
Yeah, very true. It's just doing anything with your son or daughter requires about 3 hours and 16 exits and entrances to your house.
Curtis basically told me to make a list of every place I would like to see in the world. And before Santo and I decide to have children, go do it.
Yep.
Well, all you need good family around that you can let watch your kid.
Yeah.
And it's still possible to do things. If you've got good family.
Well, but then your expenses go up when you have a child.
Wait a
Children
second.
Are
so
expensive.
You're willing to leave the dog with somebody, but you won't leave your kid with a family member?
I'm saying that having a child is much more expensive than having a dog. So you may not have that income that you did before having children to be able to afford those trips.
So wait a second. You can't afford to have a babysitter, but you can afford 30
what?
Minutes
Am
for somebody to come.
Am I speaking a different language? Yeah. I'm saying diapers are expensive.
Yes.
Food is expensive.
Right.
Clothes are expensive.
Right.
Actually, giving birth is expensive.
Yeah, I know. I had three kids.
Okay. So that's...
But what I'm saying, the expenses don't
what
matter.
I'm saying.
Somebody like you shouldn't be worried about expenses, because my point was you paid somebody 30 minutes to walk your dog. So.
$18.
So it seems like
I didn't get a Starbucks 2 days in a row.
Seems like money's not the issue.
For $18 for somebody to...
You got family around here, right?
Yes.
You think your mom's is going to charge you to say, hey, watch the kid for a week?
No, I'm not talking about the expense of having somebody watch the child. I'm talking about the expense of having a child and not having that money to go to Italy.
Right.
Well, you got to be able to budget that before
you... Oh, my God. That's not what we're talking about. Sometimes you're going to be like, you know what? You're right.
I love him, but you ever notice he's an expert on how everybody else should, should live their lives?
Listen,
you ever notice that?
No. The conversation started because Curtis said, do the things that you do before you have kids.
Yeah.
And then all I said, well, you could still do those things as long as you have a good network, a family network that somebody can watch your kids, right?
Wiggy, did your life not change when you had young children?
No, it did change.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying if you're fortunate to live in an area where you can have somebody to watch your kids, you could still do the things that you'd like to do.
I'm just saying that income that we could use to go on a vacation right now will probably be much less once I have a child to pay for.
Correct.
Not for a babysitter, for like basic necessities to keep them alive.
Well, if you can't, so you ain't going on no trip, so you really going to be screwed then.
Where's Rob?
Seems like five questions is a big nothing burger.
Seems like it is.
Oh, man.
Whose get was this?
Ken Laird.
Oh, and he would have been this person would have been the perfect person to ask about this, because his new movie is based on not having money and being able to go on trips with his kids.
And I believe he is a 49ers fan.
Mm. Ooh, and by the way, not to put salt in the wound, I could have had Jan on for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
Wow.
And it would have been phenomenal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.